Will the boys and girls please join us for Kids Story? Hello, young ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I'm so happy to see all of you. The story for today, I told it one time before, and that was a year ago. But there are so many more new of you. You guys are covering almost the whole front of the platform. So I'm going to repeat it. Those that have heard it, hopefully you learned something more today. Please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, what a wonderful message you have today for the children. Please impress their minds and their hearts, Lord. Please let it be a message for life, as well as for the parents and the adults here. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so it's a story about a young girl named Christina. What's her name? She's 9 years old. Now, she lived with her parents, and she lived with her grandpa. And she had such a wonderful time with grandpa. Grandpa would wake up in the mornings, and she would have family worship with him, and he would tell her all these stories about the Bible, which you probably guys already know. So then she would get up, have family worship, have breakfast, and then he'd drop her off at school. But let me tell you, something terrible happened to Christina's grandpa. One time he got very sick, and he died. Now, Christina was very sad because she missed him. She spent a lot of time with him, had learned a lot about the Bible. Now, he was a man of God. He got to live 95 years old. That's a long time. So then what happened was she was sad, but she went back to school. And being back there in school, this is what upset her. Some kids came up to her and they said, "Okay, hi, Christina. Nice to see you back. So where's your grandpa? Is he in heaven or hell?" And so then she didn't really study that topic too well with grandpa. So then she immediately said, "Well, heaven, of course." So then somebody else came and said, "You know, actually, your grandpa could be somewhere else, and they suffer just a little bit, and then they go up to heaven." She didn't want her grandpa suffering. She didn't like that idea very much. And then another kid came up and said, "Well, you know, he knows what you're thinking. And you know what? He comes into your room at night." And she said, "Well, my grandpa was a gentleman. He would always knock at the door when he was alive. He wouldn't just barge in there." And so she didn't like those ideas at all. So finally, she decided to go up to her dad. Praise God for fathers that know their Bible. So then she went up to her dad and said, "Dad, where is grandpa?" So then the dad said, "You want to know what death is? Then we got to know first what life is, which is the opposite of death." So he took her to the beginning, Genesis 2:7. He said, "How did God make man? From the dust of the ground, he formed Adam. Then he blew into his nose the breath of life, also called spirit." Spirit equals the breath of life. Then the dust of the ground plus the breath of life equals a living soul. Did you guys understand that? The dust of the ground plus the breath of life equals a living soul. That's what you guys are, humans. And then she said, "Oh, okay. Well, what about, what's death?" "Well, it's the opposite. What happens is when the breath of life goes back up to God who gave it, then the dust goes back to the ground. And where's the human? He stops existing. No more." So then she said, "Well, what about him thinking and knowing what I'm thinking and coming into my room?" So then he went to Ecclesiastes 5:9. "The dead know nothing." How much do the dead know, the Bible says? Nothing. Do they know that today's the Sabbath? Like, for example, I know today is the Sabbath. I know I'm hungry because I skipped breakfast. And I know they're going to hopefully have some food later on. So then I know things. The dead, they don't know they're hungry because they can't be hungry. The dead don't know what day it is. The dead are dead. Their thoughts stopped. So then she said, okay, so then what is death like? So then he said the story. Jesus had a good friend. You guys have a good friend? May Jesus be your best friend. But if you guys have a good friend, a human friend, Jesus had a good friend. His name was Lazarus. Took him to John. And what happened was this. He died, just like Christina's grandpa died. So then Jesus said to the disciples, I'm going to go. He said, our friend Lazarus sleeps, and I'm going to go over there and wake him up. So then the disciples thought, well, then he's not dead. He's just sleeping. He'll be okay. But then Jesus said, no, Lazarus is dead. Two things about that. He said, Lazarus sleeps, and I'm going to go wake him up. Who said I'm going to go wake him up? Jesus. So Lazarus sleeps, and I'm going to go wake him up. And then he said, he's dead. So Jesus in the Word of God says that death is asleep. And who's the only one that can wake you up from that? Yes, Jesus, when he returns. Okay, she said, all right, this is making sense to me. All right, well, what about, then what's going to happen when he comes? Well, this is the greatest promise, most beautiful of all. Listen up. This is the hope that we all have. God will come back, and he will take us all up with him. Now, this is the verse, 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17 says, For God himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. Can you imagine that? But that is a machine. Can you imagine the trump of God? It will be heard clear across the whole world. And now check this out. It says that the dead in Christ will rise up first. Who will rise up first? The dead. The dead in Christ, those are the ones that died believing that Jesus died for them and he was their savior, will rise up first. Then we that are alive will get caught up together with them, with the ones that resurrected, in the clouds and meet the Lord in the air. Meet the Lord in the air. Where are we going to meet the Lord according to the Bible? Air. In the air. Now listen up, because someone's going to try to trick you. When they say, Jesus is in L.A., Jesus is in L.A., he's curing people, resurrecting people. Uh-uh, that's not the right Jesus. Because the Bible says that we're going to be caught up together with him in the air, and we're going to go up to heaven with him, and we so shall be with him forever. So whenever they tell you that there is some Jesus coming over to Bakersfield, and we're all going to gather up at Rob a Bank, and we're going to go worship him, what are you guys going to think that is? The real Jesus? No. The real Jesus will not set foot on this planet Earth. He doesn't have to. He already did that. He already died for us in the cross. So you guys need to study your Bible very well. So nobody deceives you. And you know very well, when Jesus returns, you won't catch a cold anymore. You won't be scraping your knees anymore. Nobody in your family will need to die anymore. So you guys need to look forward to that and not be deceived. Jesus will come back, not set foot on this planet, and he will take us with him forever. Praise God. You guys may return to your seats.